91X News.
It's minus 3 and cloudy at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Penny. Reverend David Mundy approached Belleville City Council last night to share his concerns going forward with plans for the casino. Mundy represented over 300 churches, all with the same concern that social programs and support groups might be put in place. Councillor Mitch Panuk said he encouraged Mundy to come forward last night after he was denied the motion to speak for the first time in front of council.
Philosophically, I believe that anybody should be able to come to us, talk about anything that they want. You know, we're their city. They own us. The ratepayers do. And if they want to hear us, even if we don't want to hear what they have to say, I want to have it.
Mundy said he understands that immediate action will not be put into place, but he does hope it goes farther.
It'll be up to us to gently hold their feet to the fire, ask them whether they're going to take this a step further.
Panuk said Mundy's presentation was very professional and that it gives council food for thought. Belleville councillor Paul Carr had questions for Mayor Tasso Christopher about how he handled last night's council meeting. During the debate last night, Tasso did not let Councillor Carr explain his motion ahead of other councillors debating it. Carr had a motion before council outlining what should be done with the money the city will receive from the casino once it's in business. The motion proposed that the money will be split four ways, with 85% going to infrastructure to reserve for capital projects. Other councillors wanted a staff report before making such a big decision, and the motion was lost on a 6-3 recorded vote. Belleville Public Library members are set to receive new cards. They will feature different designs and will allow easier access to printer and photocopy funds. CEO Travis Pross mentioned some other resources the library offers at last night's city council meeting.
Your library card gives you access to Quincy West Public Library as well, so that continues. And you also get access to all sorts of online content, free courses, digital streaming, movies, music, and all that we have to offer.
The library is having a launch event at 11 a.m. this Thursday, but cards can be switched over at any time. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. Sports with Tyler Penny is now. Blockbuster trade today coming from the NHL. Toronto Maple Leafs captain Dion Phaneuf has been traded to the Ottawa Senators as part of a 9-player deal. Players going to the Leafs include Jared Cowan, Colin Greening, Milan Mikolic, Tobias Lindbergh, and a second-round pick in 2017. Players going to the Senators are Dion Phaneuf, Matt Fratton, Cason Bailey, Ryan Rupert, and Cody Donahue. The Blue Jays landed a big deal last night. The Jays signed AL MVP Josh Donaldson to a 2-year deal worth nearly $29 million. Both sides were set for an arbitration hearing on February 15th due to a $450,000 gap between the club and Donaldson's. Donaldson posted a .297 batting average with 41 home runs and 123 RBIs to lead the Blue Jays to the playoffs for the first time since winning back-to-back World Series championships in 1992 and 93. A very busy night in the NHL tonight with a dozen games on tap. First off, Logan Couture and the San Jose Sharks traveled to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. Los Angeles is in Boston to take on the Bruins. Florida is at Buffalo. The Ducks are in Philly to take on the Flyers. The New York Islanders are in Columbus to visit the Blue Jackets. Tampa Bay is in Montreal to take on the Habs. The Winnipeg Jets fly into St. Louis to take on the Blues. Washington is in Nashville. The Stars are in Florida to take on the Wild. McDavid and the Oilers are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. The Canucks are in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. And finally, the Leafs are in Calgary and will look to put out the Flames to start off their Western Conference road trip. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk at gmail.com. The 3-day forecast for Belleville: Wednesday has a high of minus 3 and scattered flurries. Thursday has a high of minus 11 with a mix of sun and cloud. And Friday has a high of minus 5 with a few flurries. At 3:06, it's minus 3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyler Penny. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.
This is 91X.